yo, what up? It's Don't Panic Jimmy and Sexy Sandman.
Go ahead.
That was... Oof.
Oh, welcome to the Thoughts of the High Life. I'm sorry. In case you forgot which show you are listening to, this is Welcome to Thoughts. I mean, this is Thoughts of the High Life. Not welcome.
Dude. So, welcome. And with that, I mean, my partner Jimmy here has already beaten me to it, but let me catch up.
So why don't you tell them what we're talking about today?
We're going to start because a few of you guys have asked about the origins of our names. Don't Panic Jimmy and the Sexy Sandman. So I'll let Jimmy go ahead and start with his origin. How'd you get to... No, Don't Panic Jimmy. You seem to be panicking constantly.
It started in Vietnam.
Okay, so...
I was in the Vietnam War.
Okay.
In case you guys don't know, I'm 97. And...
So I'm going to stop you right there. Go ahead and tell us the real reason that you chose Jimmy.
Don't Panic Jimmy. Oh, that'd Don't Panic Jimmy? Because honestly, I feel like I look like a Jimmy, one. And then Don't Panic kind of comes from that French Montana song, Don't Panic, because I used to always like get drunk at parties and just be like, don't panic, don't panic. And I would say it just like that. And that's how everybody knew me. They started to call me Don't Panic. So
what was it, a hit? Like, were people actually okay with this?
Or it was a hit.
Were you not constantly thrown out of parties?
No, I wasn't. People loved it. But I wasn't like all the time. Like, it was just random. And it was only for like a few seconds. I wasn't obnoxious about it. Constantly doing it to the point of annoyance.
That's how I got my nickname. I was just like, don't panic, don't panic.
That's how I got my nickname, asshole. That asshole over there that keeps getting thrown out of parties.
Hambone.
Now, what's your origins?
Well, sexy is self-explanatory. I'm visually stunning, as you all know.
Okay.
But Sandman has a few little origins there. One, it's the Spider-Man villain that I think has the most relatable backstory.
Wait,
not relatable, but...
Wait.
Yeah.
There's a Spider-Man Sandman villain?
Yeah.
Does he wear a turban? Please tell me he wears a turban.
No, he's that white guy that like turns into sand because his daughter died or something. I haven't seen him in a long time. But he's able to disintegrate and just like... he's a villain and...
Did a Middle Eastern guy play that role?
No, I just told you it was a white man.
I would be very upset, actually.
That would be cultural appropriation, and we will get there. But
I'm just saying.
We'll get there. I feel like that is the villain, so...
But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you for letting me continue. It's the Spider-Man villain that I feel like has the most redemptive kind of backstory. Also... This is a kind of a funny little play on it, because the Sandman is the bringer of dreams. You know, he puts sand into people's faces, and they're supposed to have good dreams. So, you know, he sets you off to a restful sleep. I'm the exact opposite. I am the Sandman that douses your eyes with the sounds of reality. So this is not go to sleep and have a nice dream.
I know firsthand of your dousing in reality. I've seen it.
I'm the throw the sand in your eye and be like, wake up, bitch.
Yeah.
Reality's here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's the type of Sandman. But back to your thoughts on cultural appropriation. Yeah, it would have been very bad because... Hollywood's been having a problem with that recently, especially with the all the blackface controversy that's been coming out. And I remember people complaining about the Wayans brothers doing white chicks and how they did whiteface. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's like white people won't apologize for police brutality. Something that's totally unrelated to blackface or whiteface until the Wayans brothers apologize for white chicks.
Who are these people that you're talking about?
No, it was an article that I read a few days ago about during the riots. It was actually a couple weeks ago. They were an article came out where it was like white people want the Wayans brothers to apologize for whiteface.
Hafsack, calm down.
Hafsack, that's not even the ball. That's my pants. That's literally my pants.
I swear to God, he's special. He's trapped. He's lost in the pants. Help him out.
Excuse me, Hafsack. Wouldn't it be funny if we, like, dressed him in pants? Like, jeans?
We should send him out into the wild. Just to, like, because he's not a manly dog. Not even, he's, like, he looks, like, real hard, but he is a really pansy dog. Like, he would not survive in the wild for a day. Like, we should send him out Sparta style, like. You know, yeah, have you seen the movie 300 where they send out the little kid? They're like, yeah, fend yourself in the wild, or fend for yourself in the wild.
Yeah.
It's, like, snowing, there's blizzards, there's wolves, and you, all you have is, like, a spear. And he, like, comes back with... he's like with the wolf skin. That'd be great. Half Sack comes back with like a bear skull and like just a bear rug.
And he made a cape out of a lion's skin. Yeah. Out of a lion's mane.
He's like, I'm an outside dog now. I don't need to stay indoors.
He's just hanging out on the patio.
Smoking cigarettes.
Too quiet.
He took up smoking. Smokes cigarettes now. He comes back with pictures. he's like, this is the bear that I had to cut open to get by in the wilderness. It's like, Hafsack, what are you doing? It's 180 degrees in the desert. You don't need warmth. He's like, I just did it for the thrill. Like, he just becomes
a horrible person.
Oh, Hafsack, don't do that. He got oddly quiet. I think he understands what we're talking about.
I think he's thinking, like, you motherfuckers don't even know. I did time at Pelican Bay, you fucking bitches.
Can you imagine? He's like, he's got pictures of him in prison. He's just like, posted up with a bunch of gang members. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, that guy? Yeah.
I stabbed that guy. Yeah. That guy in the corner? Yeah. I stabbed him a few times.
Oh, Smokey? Yeah. Me and him were cool, but then he ate my potatoes one time and I stabbed him to shit. Like, damn, all right. He does look like a prison dog, though. He's built like that, but he's just...
Yeah, I know. Sometimes the way when he's mean mugging, I'm like, fuck, man, am I going to get shanked right now? Who's this cholo in my house?
I legitimately think your mom is scared of him. Like, she's actually scared he's going to, like, bite and take over.
She's just going to take over the house?
Yeah, because every time he comes near me, she's like, he's going to bite him! And I'm just like, it's all right. He's fine.
He's never bit anyone. That's the
worst-case scenario. You're just going to drool. He's going to get drool all over you.
Yeah.
It's not.
Dude, I've seen a dog, like a tiny like Pomeranian, like scare him off.
Dude, the little dogs are the worst because they're just like yapping little rats. I just want to like put him off the bridge. Be like, I'm just like, as they fucking get off the bridge, it's like, ugh. So fucking annoying. They're just glorified rats. Why do people take them in? This is a PSA. Don't own a chihuahua or anything small. Like,
we're going to go off in a lot of tangents, by the way. So where were we?
Hollywood appropriation.
Oh, Hollywood appropriation. Oh, see,
so like, here's my thing about like the Wayans brothers doing whiteface. Like, the one thing that I thought was great, or not the one thing, because I loved Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show is amazing. But in terms of like whiteface, I always loved when Chappelle did whiteface because he was so extra about it. Like, he did the whole thing perfectly. And it was great because on top of it being funny, it made fun of the way that back in the day, the white people did blackface. So they did like the ridiculous, like dark makeup and the big lips and like the buggy eyes and whatever, like make it all extra. So he was making fun of that, which just adds to like his genius. Cause I mean, if you heard his new special, like it's amazing. This guy he's much more than a comedian, and I, you know, applaud him for everything that he's done, but he's, oh my God.
He's an icon.
His skits are amazing, and that was one of my favorite ones where he's like, will you cut the malarkey? In the racial draft, and he's like, a white man is speaking, Silencio, Ungawa. It's amazing, but see, that type of thing is taken stride, and then...
I love the draft episode, it's like, there'll be no hustling me.
I'm the ultimate hustler.
Yeah, I'm the ultimate hustler.
But yeah, every time he does Chuck Taylor as the white guy, it's just amazing. I mean, it really just goes beyond like normal comedy where it's just funny because it's funny. But he's also like making a parody of the actual kind of racist backstory of using whiteface or blackface, whatever it might be.
Well, I mean, he draws the picture of racism perfectly in his comedy.
Hafsack, you do not need to be panning that hard. You have not done anything.
Please.
No, that's not an invitation. All right,
he's just excited.
You know what? That's not an invitation to get up here. Just sit back down. But yeah, so the one thing, I mean, that was most recent was, I think, Scarlett Johansson with Ghost in the Shell, where it's not even about doing blackface or whiteface, because they didn't do, like, Asian face or whatever for Scarlett Johansson. But it was more of just, like, why wouldn't they cast, you know, a person of Asian descent to do that? Like, why would they cast a white woman to play an Asian role? Like, that doesn't even make sense. And that's kind of like the whole joke that I'm making. I'm like, I'm the Sandman, because Egypt is 90% sand. So let's not pretend like...
let's not pretend we're not the color of sand. You're going to have to beep that out.
Right. But on that note, I still definitely watch Ghost in the Shell. I mean, I'll watch anything that Scarlett Johansson's in. She can just walk on stage and stare creepily into the camera for 3 hours, and I will definitely walk, buy a big popcorn and a big drink and sit through the whole 3 hours. Because she is an interesting piece of work.
I mean, I guess, but it's just... I get it.
You get it?
I just have nothing to contribute to this topic anymore. I just...
Oh my god, your mom would be so disappointed. He doesn't even like women anymore. He's not going to get married. I'm not going to have grandchildren.
It's not even that. It's just... Scarlett Johansson's hot. Don't get me wrong. But I'm more of a... How you say...
How you say...
Barbara Walters kind of guy.
I like him old and wrinkly.
That's...
Oh, you want some miles on it.
Give me some Joy Behar, man. From The View.
We are going to drop this immediately because I can hear the viewers leaving as we speak.
Or Whoopi Goldberg.
All right, that's where I'm drawing the line. You are really disappointing your mom right now. It's not even because of your job now. I mean, obviously, as you know, there's only like 4 real jobs you can have. Well, I lied. There's 3. There's the holy trinity of jobs in the Egyptian culture that are acceptable, with the honorable mention, David. What are they? Let me know.
They are engineer.
Very good. Mohandas, as they would say.
Mohandas. There's doctor, which is doctor, which is not creative at all.
Right.
They didn't put any effort into
They're stealing it from the French. Yeah. They steal a lot from the French. They say merci as if they're high class.
Yeah.
Even the most peasant people are like, merci. I'm like, merci. I'm like, do you even know what that means? They're like, yeah, it means thank you. I'm like, in what language? Arabic. No, wrong.
Wrong.
No, I'm kidding. So yes, engineer, mohandas, as they would say.
What doctor.
Doctor, yes. And the last one, David.
Oh, the honorable mention.
No, there's the third one.
Oh, right. Pharmacist. Saydali.
Saydali, yes. Saydali, or Saydaliya for the women, because you know, Arabic is one of those gendered.
And then
it hasn't caught up with the times yet. Yeah. Arabic hasn't caught up with the times.
Yeah.
Still very gendered.
Yeah.
Not neutral at all.
They don't know that women can become pharmacists yet.
Right. And the honorable mention is, of course,
lawyer.
Yeah.
But
that one is, you're not shunned from the family. You're a disgrace to the family.
You're sliding by on a thread.
Yeah, you're on very thin ice.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not in front of the Supreme Court every other weekend, you're a failure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is what you chose to do? You could have been a doctor. Your sister's a doctor. 7 of your sisters are doctors. That's how it works. And so it's an honorable mention, but, you know, you can't imagine how disappointed they are to hear that we are...
lawyers, but imagine how disappointed they are to find out that we are both not really employed.
We are currently what you would call unemployed.
Yeah, we're aspiring podcasters.
As South Park would say, they took our germs!
Do you know how soul-crushing that is for a parent to hear? Hey, mom and dad, I started a podcast.
Right.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Just please tell me you're doing drugs.
Oh my god.
Is it cocaine? It's okay. I'll get you more cocaine. Just stop with the podcast. Oh my god.
I wish it was prison. Why can't you be a normal boy?
Oh man. But yeah. I mean, shit, at least you're doing volunteer work, man. What kind of volunteer work are you doing nowadays?
I'm working for a social services hotline, but not really working, volunteering.
Right.
But it feels like work. I deal with a lot of crazy, like, people calling,
What kind of phone calls are you getting?
People just call just to complain. So during the whole face mask thing, in the beginning, people would call me and they'd be like, hey, I want to report people for not wearing face masks. And I'm like, that's not what we do, ma'am. And then they're like, I was like, you got to call the police. And then she's like, I did. They told me to call you. I was like, fuck, those motherfuckers.
Right, the police just not doing that.
They're always one step ahead. I was so mad because I don't know what to do.
No, go away, have sex.
So then, I mean, obviously there was nothing I could do for her, but she just went on this long rant. And then I had another crazy lady call me and say, who?
We don't call them crazy, David. We call them, what do we call them?
We call them crazy. No. Listen to the type of crazy that comes out of this woman's mouth.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. This lady calls and says, hey, I went out to a restaurant last night, me and my husband. I was like, okay. So she's like, we sat in line.
Sat in line.
Yeah, no, we sat outside waiting for a table. We waited for 45 minutes.
Sounds like a Consumers Affairs issue.
Yeah. Hold on.
Man, you need to report this to your local watchdog.
She's got like the whole like itinerary of the whole night. I still have no idea why she's calling.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I'm sitting there listening. I'm humoring her. Right. And then she's like, and then we sit down and we order. We wait a whole nother hour to get our food. The place is packed. There's barely anywhere to sit. Nobody's social distancing. Nobody's wearing masks. So then she's like, I'm in the middle.
Her name is Karen.
Her name is Karen. Her name wasn't Karen, actually.
What is it?
Well, I can't say what her name is.
I'm pretty sure you can.
I don't know. I don't even remember what her name is. I didn't keep track of that, but I don't want to just out her if you're listening.
So how would you out her if you didn't keep track of that, David?
What are you, interrogating me? What are you, a detective?
Yes. This information is crucial.
So anyway.
I will water.
Her name wasn't Karen.
Have said, come here. Sit on his chest.
I don't think her name was Karen.
Was it Susan?
No, it wasn't Susan either.
This.
But I can't remember what her name is, but it was a very, like.
The joke here is that she's acting like a Karen.
Well, she is a Karen, yes. I guess if that's what you want to call her.
Oh, sweet.
But anyways, she says this man on his way to the bathroom coughed on her.
Set her off.
Well, I mean, it's very understandable.
I understand, yes.
Because she's so annoying.
That's the reason it's understandable.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I would cough in your face too. I fucking hate you.
Oh my goodness.
You're calling me in the middle of my shift. I'm working from home.
Man, go ahead and meet me at my house. I'm coughing your face again.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, what if I get sick? And then she's like, no, she's like, I want that place shut down. I was like, I don't have the authority to do that. I can't just go in and shut them down. And then she's like, well, who do I talk to? I was like, I'm going to transfer you to the COVID-19 hotline and you can talk to them. She's like, okay. So I transfer her over. 2 minutes later, I get a call back. So I was like, who's this lovely chap that's calling me? Same person. She's like, yeah, they transferred me back over here. I was like, God damn it. So then she's like, you know what? If I get sick, I'm going to go out and cough on everybody I know. Everybody I see, I'm going to cough on them. And then I was like,
I'm 98% sure that's called terrorism at this point.
No, I explained that to her. I was like, ma'am, that's considered terrorism. I was like, please don't cough on anyone. She's like, they don't know I have it. I don't know I have it. I was like, ma'am, that's considered terrorism. Please don't do that. And then she's like, well, I wouldn't be surprised if someone got so pissed off, went over there and burned them down. I was like, please don't burn them down.
This, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and, you heard the chime in the beginning, yeah, telling you that this call is recorded and monitored. I'm going to forward this to the police.
I was like,
this is Exhibit A in the arson investigation. So
yeah, but I had a serious dilemma after that. I was like, wait, I'm a mandated reporter. Do I have to report this?
Did they tell you in your training what you're mandated to report?
Abuse, but they didn't cover arson.
I mean, I heard she was going to murder somebody, but I don't think I need to report that because that wasn't in my training.
I don't know
how to go about this.
No, but I tried to explain
it. Sounds
her.
Very
I was like,
self-explanatory.
Does the punishment fit the crime? I was like, you're going to burn him down? I was like, does the Are punishment...
David, what was the first thing you said about this lady?
What? Like,
she's crazy, right?
Yeah, so I was
Are
like...
Are you really trying to reason with crazy?
I tried to
like,
reason...
Come on.
I tried to reason like... with her because I was kind of concerned. What if she does burn him down? That's on me.
No, it's on her, David.
Yeah. But then I was like, does the punishment fit the crime? She's like, what if I get sick? I was like, what if somebody dies? What if I get sick?
That's her whole argument. She doesn't really worry about it.
That went on for like a good minute. What if I get sick? What if somebody dies? What if I get sick?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then there was one final story. I get a call. He's like, hey, thank you for calling. This is Jimmy. Don't panic, Jimmy. This is Don't Panic, Jimmy.
This is my real name.
And then she's like, she's no greeting, no segue, whatever. Just put me through to the CIA. I was like, I can't do that, ma'am. I was like, she's like, you can't transfer me? I was like, who do you think we are? So then I'm like trying to like reason with her. I was like,
listen. So here's your problem. Again.
No, I started to humor her a bit. I was like, okay. We're going to go to the CIA's website. And you know what? Maybe if there's a 1-800 number or something, I'll transfer you over. But the CIA has no 1-800 number.
Of course not.
For obvious reasons. Because of crazy people like that. So then I started to question her a bit. Because I was kind of curious at the same time. I was like, is there a reason why you want to talk to the CIA? I want to report an injustice. I was like, ma'am, the Department of Justice deals with that? That's what you need? She's like, no. It's the CIA. I know it's the CIA. I was like, ma'am, here's what I'm going to do. Okay? I'm going to put you up for a follow-up for the CIA to call you. I'll just put it in my notes that the CIA is going to call you back. And she's like, okay, are you sure they're going to call me back? It's like, yes. It's in the notes.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah. Don't call us. We'll call you. Possibly someone in a trench coat in a parking structure will talk to you, okay?
Oh, man. But yeah, that's exciting. At least you got something to do all day.
No, I get bored, man. Like, I take naps in between calls. I miss, like, a lot of calls because I take random breaks. Today, I went to the gym, like, just in the middle of the shift.
What if there's, like, suicidal people that call you?
No, that's for the other number.
It's for 311, not 211?
That's
your guy. But I feel like a lot of people would miss dial, so you're probably... If you want to feel conscious about somebody's death,
I was kind of concerned. Someone called the other day, and they were just snoring. And I sat there and listened for like a good minute because I was like, I could use this as a break from calls by just listening to this. One and two, I wanted to make sure he wasn't dying or anything.
Why was that number two?
I don't know.
That's upsetting.
My first priority was to relax from the calls, but then to mortify myself with a dying man. That was the plan.
As long as he's not dead. If he's on his way, that's fine. I'll listen. But once he stops snoring, I gotta hang up.
Yeah, but he was literally snoring, so I assumed it was just a pocket dial, which happens a lot.
Who has your number saved? Why does somebody have 211 saved on speed dial?
The keyboard comes up and then it clicks 211, and that happens a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes my biggest concern is someone calling in because they mistook us for 911. I mean, they meant to call 911, but they called 211.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck. Like, what if somebody calls for an emergency? What do I do?
You just immediately call 911. Be like, yeah, somebody called 211 on accident. You should go check it out.
I'm being murdered right now.
Go check it out, please.
But honestly, sometimes, like, I don't notice, and I'm, like, unaware, so I'm like, man, that's not what we do.
Yeah, people are really ridiculous.
Man, that's not what we do. You need to call 911. This is 211.
Even employees, like, are dumb sometimes, dude. Like, I know you guys had a couple dumb employees at your old, we'll call it place of business.
Yeah, we had a bunch of, like, dumb employees. So we had this one guy... named Dickhead, because he was an absolute like dickhead. Well, the one of many of the dickheads that was under our employee.
But we'll call him Supreme Leader Dickface.
Well, no, that goes to someone else.
Oh,
that
really?
Goes
Who's
to another
that?
Person.
Whoa, I'm curious who this is.
That goes to the other Egyptian guy.
Oh god.
Yeah, that other like tall Egyptian guy. So, anyways, this guy sitting here telling me, he's like. We were talking about STDs once, and out of nowhere, unprovoked.
Okay.
It was provoked. We weren't talking about
Thank
STDs.
Thank you, yes. I was just about
so anyways.
Okay, go on.
So anyways, he's like.
Glad we got that out of the way. But
he's
go
like,
on.
You guys know this one time I was peeing in the shower?
Oh
and
my god.
Burned.
Already a bad start.
Yeah, and he's
no,
like.
No, that's 0-2 within the same sentence.
Yeah, and then he's like, and it burned. Uh-huh. And then I was like, dude, you got chlamydia. And then he's like, no, I went to the doctor and he said I had something like chlamydia, but not chlamydia. I was like,
sounds
what?
A lot like chlamydia.
Sounds a lot like chlamydia.
Oh,
and then he was like, no, and he was so mad. He was like adamant. spent the whole day trying to convince me it wasn't chlamydia. Eventually, I was
trying
like,
was he showing you pictures on the internet? Be like, no, this is chlamydia. But just like, whips out his dick. He's like, this is not chlamydia. He's like, look at my dick. Look at my dick. This is not chlamydia.
No, and then he's like, and then in the end, he's like, hey, so you want to go to Mexico and fuck $20 hookers?
Oh my God. I was like,
this is why you caught chlamydia, bro. You're fucking $20 hookers in Mexico? I mean, $20 hookers in general is a bad idea.
I mean, that might be like a high-class escort in Mexico.
Okay, but I mean, still, you're spending $20 on a hooker. That's super cheap. If any idiot with $20 could go over there and give her $50 for unprotected sex.
Oh, wow. That's like, yeah, that's like double overtime.
That's like double overtime. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah, what do you think is going to happen? You don't think people go down there and be like, hey, I'll give you $100 for unprotected sex all night long?
Right.
There's a lot of disgusting people out there.
I agree with you.
I know people who have sex with hookers without condoms. And they're like stripper hookers, but I mean, same thing.
I mean, it's not.
Well, there's strippers who have sex for money at the same time. Yeah. We see, back in the day, we used to go to the strip club where anything goes.
Who's we?
Me and those douchebags I was talking about. The chlamydia guy and the other.
I was like, when was this?
The other TTIF
or TTIF 5 mother.
I mean, honestly, it wasn't my finest moment. Not the strip club and the hookers, just hanging out with those. Those scumbags.
Well, the hookers are a bad deal too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
No.
Sometimes you're on ecstasy. You're drunk. Did a little bit of cocaine. You got some hot chick in a strip club rubbing on you, and she says, "Hey, you want to have sex?"
This is where I've stopped relating to the story.
And then you just go in the back and you have sex with her with a condom, of course. I always wear a condom.
Don't panic, Jimmy. I got my Jimmy on. Panicking.
Don't panic, Jimmy. Always got my Jimmy on.
Always got the Jimmy on.
Well, I mean, I would.
What a sad life.
Of course. Of course, life. I always wear. I will wear a condom with my wife, my future wife. Not that I'd ever get married, but if I were to ever get married,
for somebody who doesn't want to get married, you constantly talk about having a wife.
I would wear a condom with my wife.
This is upsetting.
This is the second time I've talked about getting married.
In two episodes. You're two for two. That's my point. I'm not sure how you thought that was going to make your point.
All right.
You are two for two about marriage.
We'll just edit that out later.
I am leaving that in, absolutely.
You dick. You're cut.
You know what? I don't want to have the show.
You're going to go the same way those other douchebags went. You know, they wouldn't cut things out either.
I want to Jeffrey Epstein this whole thing. Oh my goodness. But yeah. Jimmy.
What's next on the topic list? Are we...
I mean, we kind of talked about Half Sex Wild Adventure because he is still having a time of his life over there with that bull. Dude, your dog is like the most asexual dog. Like, you have not neutered him, and he does not ever...
He's never shown any interest in any other dog.
Like a male or a female.
Seen him hump anything.
Dude, I don't care if he humps male dude or male dogs. I'm just like, dude, hump something.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with you?
It doesn't make sense to me either. Like,
Can you imagine him, like, trying to get down with, like, one of these, like, poodles or something at the dog park? She's like, walks by, and he, like, goes up, and he just, like, just can't do it. Yeah. You just see him, he's sitting by the slides with like a cigarette. He's like, I don't know why it can't happen. I don't know what's wrong with me.
This never happened before. It never happened before.
After I got out of jail, everything was different.
Oh, man.
Oh, half sack. We gotta get
him laid, like the 40-year-old version. We could take him to like a club, get him drunk, have him
make some club.
Yeah, like a...
This isn't Koha. This isn't a Family Guy. He's not like... gonna fuck women.
You know, I would really love
him. No. That is bestiality. Like, that is only... Oh, no, you know what? Okay.
No, I would really love if Half Sack, you know, like, became, like, a person like Brian.
Oh, like if he...
Like Brian Griffin. Yeah, that would be amazing.
It would not. Half Sack would have nothing to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Brian sure seems to have a lot to say. Brian wrote a novel.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What is it that you think that he would say?